number one, you want to make sure they're a playmaker, somebody can come in and make an instant impact for you. Off the field, you want to pick a guy that's clean, you know, that's good character, hard worker, and a guy that loves football. On the field, again, someone that's going to make plays for you, come in right away, that you can count on. You don't want to have a player that's kind of just has one skill set, especially picking that high. You want to have a player that has some versatility and can do many things for your offense or defense.
I think skills for the position and production, you know, in the height, weight, speed is important, but I don't put as much emphasis on height, weight, speed. The Hall of Fame is full of guys that didn't fit the mold because they're instinctive, they're quick, and they're tough.
Well, for me, when I come to the combine, my number one thing is to try and find things in the workout or in the course of an interview or just watching a player in between drills, something that'll define him, help me define a little bit more who he is as a player, as a person, how he approaches the game. And then the second thing that I would look for is affirmation. For instance, if you go during the season and you see a player work out and you think, boy, this guy is really a good athlete, or he changes direction well laterally, but maybe not someplace else. And sometimes you'll watch a drill or something here that you think has value, and you're hoping to get affirmation, yeah, he is a good player.
Well, everything's the same. Doesn't matter if you're drafted in the first round or seventh round, but the first round guys and especially a 10, the guy's going to be an immediate starter for you, and it's going to be the best available guy that's going to be out there and to help us win.
And they all love football, so that was a common thread that we tried to find in these guys. Talented players who love football, and they're going to play for you.